Hello,
Hey,
darling. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am so good. And you've got three freaking albums out, you big legend.
Oh, I know. I can't tell if I'm excited or if I'm like, wow, where has time gone?
Well, for someone your age to have put out three albums and not none of them are like, albums. They're all incredible. And the whole office is listening to Manic this morning, and everyone is doing that. You know that nod you do when you're like, yeah, like looking at each other like she did good. So that's, I don't know if that's your first bit of feedback from Sydney, but we're loving it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's not out in the States just yet, right this minute, but it's out in Australia, which is crazy. I'm keeping myself off of line because I don't want to see what people are saying about it yet. And so hearing you say that is actually kind of just took my anxiety from like an 8 to like a 6. So that's good. That's really good. I needed
Good.
that.
Honestly, darling girl, it just feels like you. It's genreless. It's all different, one big kind of cacophony of, I don't know, just honesty. And I think that is what we hope from you always. And you've totally delivered.
Thank you. I mean, that means really a lot to me. It's making my third album was kind of crazy because I was like, okay, well, what do I have to say right now? I don't know. I'm not sure. I haven't made sense of any of my thoughts yet. And that's when I was kind of like, oh, that's it. The album is about this experience of kind of, I was 24 when I wrote it. I'm 25 now, and I turned 25 in the process of making the album, and was like, I'm coming into this like fully realized adulthood for now until I go through all of it again at 35. But I have this feeling of like so desperately wanting to be loved and to be accepted, but also then this rage and this angst of not caring what anyone thinks of me, and this like, it's this paradox. And I was like, how do I make sense of that? And I was like, well, I don't. I present it exactly as that. It's a contradiction. Being in your 20s is a constant contradiction. And that's, for me, it's kind of even more amplified. And I'll touch on this briefly, but just like, I've been really open about having bipolar disorder. So, in periods of time where I am manic, like when I made the record, I just feel so many things. I'm like, I'm just everything I'm feeling is like on times 40,000. And I was like, I need to channel this into something. And that's where how it came to be.
And how wonderful that you have found something to channel it into, because I think a lot of people are still looking for that. They feel all those feelings, but there's no way to get it out. And I think, different people find different things. What a blessing that you can channel it into music, which you love and you're good at, and then that opens a door for other people to, I don't know, have some way to put words to how they're feeling. So you kind of then pass it on to other people, which is the best.
Yeah, I mean it is true. I am incredibly blessed, and it took me a while to figure that out because, I was I don't know, I think you kind of get this feeling about yourself that you're weird or bad or different, and like, to have embraced the parts of me that allow me to have like this invincibility, this compassion, this empathy, this like spontaneity, impulsivity to challenge. Excuse me, to channel all that into something positive is like it's the greatest gift and the greatest blessing that I could ever ask for. And this was a lesson in taking full advantage of that. So I'm
Amen.
really glad I got to do it.
So am
And
I.
it's
I'm
also
glad I get
not
to
really the
listen to
album
it.
I think everyone well, I'm glad you have it too. I can't wait till I get to have it. I can't even listen to it because all the links are down and
Oh
I need to
no.
wait for it to come out. Yeah.
I
Can't
can
even
play.
listen to my own
I'll
album.
play it to you through my Apple Music. I'll put the microphone up to my laptop and then you can get it fourth hand. It would sound so good with that delay between America and Australia. It'd just be so good. Hey, for such a personal album, I think it's really cool the collaborations that you've chosen because they're all so different. Dominic Fike, BTS, And Alanis freaking Morissette, my goddess, my queen, the woman that, I mean, as the first album I truly fell in love with as a kid was Jagged Little Pill. The first album I owned with Fuck on it. And I thought I was so badass.
Me too. I mean, Alanis was like, I of course have to jump right to talking about her because I just have to.
Yeah.
Give me any excuse to talk about her and I will. You know, I grew up in her music. I was born in 1994, so my mom like played her records like incessantly. And, you know, to have this voice, I was too young to even understand what she was talking about, but I could sense the, you know, the earnest,
yeah,
just like the autonomy.
Yeah.
Like she was just like, she would just seem so in control and so like in just at the mast of her own destiny and her own experiences and like willing to explain that in any way. And like, you know, sometimes for me, like as a songwriter, I can get pretty wordy. And like, there's a lot of people sometimes, not anymore, but when I first started writing music in the studio who would be like, nobody's going to listen to this if it's too like cognitive, you know what I mean? Like if it's too wordy, like you need to dumb it down. And I was like, no, I don't. And I don't care if you think that I'm like, I don't care if you think that I'm falling victim to my own, you know, profoundness or whatever, because Alanis didn't care. She was like, I have every right to romanticize and dramatize dramatize what's happening to me because these are my experiences and I'm
get
full
angry.
Of angst and I
love
speak
that she
about
gets
them.
Angry.
Yeah. She does, and she doesn't apologize for it, which is also really great. You know, she made this record with me when she was in her third trimester of her pregnancy. She just had another child, and so that just added a whole other level of, like, are you kidding me? You're amazing to it. And the record is about, it's about gender expression, you know what I mean? It's about something that's kind of been, it's been danced around in interviews for me where people will be like, you know, well, you're a member of the LGBT, or like you're very androgynous. I'm like, call it as it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They call it as it is. Call it. I'm bisexual. Call it gender fluidity. Call it whatever you want. And so it was kind of her idea to do that. And I was just like, you're the coolest. And
so cool.
Dominic Fike is a really good friend of mine. He's amazing. He's having an absolute moment. It's going to continue to explode because he's brilliant. And working with Suga from BTS was like, you know, I chose Suga for the album because, you know, his lyrics, I think he's a really good example of the way that music transcends language and culture, because I was listening to some of his solo music when I was doing my collaboration Boy With Love with BTS, and I looked up a pretty trustworthy translation of what he was saying, and I was really moved. It was so introspective. It was about identity and mental health and anxiety and depression, and I was like, this is the one. He needs to be on my album.
So how did you reach out?
He, you know, completely killed it. Well, I'm really close with them, and our teams are really close as well, just because of how much we work together in the first collaboration. So it was like, funny, it was like cute, because he was like, me?
Aww.
And I was like, yeah, you. And he's like, well, what about one of the guys who speaks better English? And I was like, no, rap in Korean. That's what you do. That's what you're good at.
People can use Google
so
Translate.
Cool.
People can figure it out now. It's like not a big deal. We can, and if we can't translate it, we just feel it. And it's cool. Suga. I love that, Halsey.
Yeah, I agree.
And I love,
you have one question left.
Okay, thank you. I want to play one more. We're going to play different tracks every night this week for our album of the week. So I really want to play finally Beautiful Stranger, because I think your vocal on this sounds so beautiful. And it's almost like a bit of a country track. I just love this beautiful song. So before we press play on it, I would love you to tell us, you know, for a minute, tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, finally, Beautiful Stranger was, it's one of the most simple songs I've ever made, and somehow it managed to be one of the most life-changing and career-changing for me, because I think, you know, I subscribed to the belief for a long time that, like, I could only make music if bad stuff was happening to me, because I would draw inspiration from that pain or that confusion, and finally, Beautiful Stranger is just it's just a song that talks about the night you meet someone and you fall in love with them and you get that feeling in your chest where, like, you know, you've been hurt before or you've been jaded and you meet this person and you really trust them and you go, you know what, I think it's safe for me this time to like allow myself to feel loved and to write a song about something that was happy and nice with no punchline.
Yeah.
No, you know, I'm in love, but I'm bad at love. Like, it was just a nice song. And it kind of has this like Mazzy Star kind of thing to it. And I also figured I was probably really, my fans are starting to get older now. I was like, I should give them a first dance song.
Yeah,
you know, a wedding song.
Oh, I love nothing more. You know me, Halsey. I'm a big old romantic in love with my husband. Of course, that's why I love this track the most. I'm a big old sap, but so are you, baby G. So I know you.
Yeah.
My love, it's so good to chat to you. So good to have this album out, and we love you, Halsey. We love you. You know we love you. So feel the love.
Well, I love you guys too. I love you guys super, super, super so much. I missed you already and I only saw you a couple weeks ago, but I can't wait to see you again.
Well, we look forward to seeing you for your 4,432nd trip to Australia in the past 2 years. So good on you, darling.
Well,
bye.
I'll be there and I'll see you there.
Yay. Bye.